When you get out, will you return to Canada?
Both Canada and Britain, yes.
That's Conrad Black in an interview with the CBC last summer before he returned to prison. No doubt in his mind where he's going to live, despite any criminal convictions.
All I'm doing at this point is seeking entry as a temporary resident, as someone who has had a home in that country for a great many years. Indeed, I've had the same home address, domicile address, for 60 years in Toronto.
Yet the Supreme Court of Canada noted recently that Black needs permission from Immigration Minister Jason Kenney to enter the country. The Prime Minister has said there'd be no special treatment for Black. He's not a citizen, having given that up for a British peerage a decade ago. And worse for Black, he's a convicted criminal in the United States. Technically, it all makes him inadmissible to Canada, but maybe not.
There's a lot of applicants who have even more serious criminal convictions, who have never been Canadian citizens, are still admitted to Canada.
It all depends on the person's need to be here, balanced against the risk of reoffending, says Toronto immigration lawyer Michael Nearan. Given Black's notoriety, Nearan thinks the Harper government is keeping an eye on the case.
Will the Minister of Immigration be notified or be aware of an application pending? I'm sure it would be the case.
Though none of Black's friends or business associates will say anything, the man himself is expected to be at a literary event in Toronto later this month. Mike Hornbrook, CBC News, Toronto.